You're listening to SBS News.
Research from a coalition of human rights organisations, church groups and academics has revealed Australia's largest companies are failing to adequately comply with the country's modern slavery laws. According to the country's Modern Slavery Act, it is estimated around 3,000 companies are required to report yearly on the risks of modern slavery within their operations and supply chains and detail how they combat such risks. But a new report has revealed that 77% of companies are not meeting all of the criteria required to ensure the risks of forced labour are addressed in their supply chains. Senior lawyer at the Human Rights Law Centre and report co-author Freya Dinshaw told SBS News that there are currently no ramifications for companies who fail to comply with Australia's modern slavery laws.
So the Modern Slavery Act, I think, is quite unusual given the serious nature of what we're talking about. I mean, it's meant to be an act that is meant to protect the people who make the clothes we wear, who put the food on our supermarket shelves at its heart. But in Australia, there are no real ramifications for failing to put in an annual modern slavery statement or for putting misleading or incomplete statements in.
The report titled Paper Promises evaluates the early impact of Australia's Modern Slavery Act by examining statements submitted to the government's Modern Slavery Register by 102 companies from sectors with well-known modern slavery risks, including garments from China, rubber gloves from Malaysia, seafood from Thailand, and fresh produce from Australia. About 50% of these companies failed to identify obvious modern slavery risks, and just 27% were taking effective action to address these risks. The Modern Slavery Act is up for review later this year.
Well, if the government's serious about eliminating modern slavery in Australia's corporate supply chains, it needs to make this act enforceable and reorient it so that it's not just an act that requires companies to report, but requires companies to actually take action.
The report also found 75% of companies sourcing clothing from China failed to mention any risks of Uyghur forced labour in their supply chains. Ramila Chanisef is the president of the Australian Uyghur Women's Tengri Association.
Unfortunately, the average buyer opts to buy something that is cheaper and more affordable, but without realizing at what cost, you know, whose cousin, for example, my cousin has disappeared for 4 years. We don't know where he is. We don't know if he's been imprisoned or held in a labor camp. And I'm not the only one here in Australia. I represent a vast community of Uyghur people and Uyghur Turkic people from East Turkestan in South Australia and Australia. Every one of us is affected.
Consumers are also being urged to seek out more information about where and how their goods are sourced. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.